Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
Welcome to We Are The Watchers, episode, I think, Tom, it's 161?
I'm too full of turkey to know.
I think it's 162, actually.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
We are back again for that time between Christmas and New Year where we get everybody into a one room together to answer quiz questions.
Normally this is that bit of life where time kind of feels wrong because you don't have things to do, but that's kind of just been 2020.
That's so true.
Let's just continue on.
Tom, do you want to do the introducing this time? I feel like I did it last time.
No.
Okay. So next to you, you've got your favourite teammate of all time. You've got Abe back again.
Hello, darling.
High five that. You guys were pretty sure that you won last year?
I don't think we were pretty sure. I think the record shows we were right. I mean, if you look up the Encyclopedia Britannica, it wouldn't be in there. For last year, it would say that we were the champions.
I put it on the wiki.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations and good luck for this. Yeah.
She's just given us the kibosh.
I know.
You notice that?
Yeah. So he's really tired and I'm
And you're a dad.
So let's see how we go.
Okay. And okay, so last year, Tom, you and I know that we were trying very hard to get one particular person in on the movie. I think it was just a movie quiz last year. And we couldn't get him because he had to go to a wedding. We've got him this year.
Paul Rudd.
No. Better. We've got Nabil.
Dormammu, I've come to bargain. We have the green time stone and we've rewinded time because we weren't able to attend last year. And now this is the team that's actually going to win both.
And 2020 is just a big old time loop.
Yes,
it?
Yeah. Exactly.
It doesn't mean anything. Everything.
I've been saying Dormammu, I've come to bargain for the last 11 months.
And dying constantly.
Well, it's wonderful to see you.
Thanks for having me back. Love it.
And your teammate today is?
The one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend. Mick.
That's why we just say Mick Rad.
Yes, that's his name actually is Mick Rad.
Yeah.
Is your full name Mikolas?
Oh, some people call me that. Some people call me Mikolas.
Wow.
Because it sounds like a funny name, doesn't it?
It does.
It's hilarious.
And Mick is pretty boring. Hello, I'm back.
Hi.
Hi.
And we've also roped Mick in for next week as well for our top five.
Double lasso action.
Mm. And Mick, to your left,
yes,
we have Tidy, a.k.a. Steph.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Thanks, guys. I clapped you all.
Freshly cleaned of bath.
Yep.
Bath, sorry.
Yeah, I got spewed on just before I arrived.
So. Do you want to maybe clarify who spewed on you?
It wasn't me. It was my little girl just
big
saying,
girl.
Big girl.
Big girl, Chloe.
Said goodbye, and she responded with vomit all over me. So apologies for the smell, everyone. I've used the good old 2020 antibacterial wipes on myself.
It's fine. You're just covering up my smell.
And it's just a metaphor for the year, really, isn't it?
Yeah, really is. And to your left, my right, is Jasper.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Jasper.
Yay! Yay!
Still in a food coma from yesterday.
Yep. And every other day.
Yeah.
How good was that pork?
Oh.
Yeah, you insisted, right? You insisted on that.
75 desserts.
Yeah. I can't believe your mum didn't let us make you drink the prawn juice again.
I also completely nailed the trifle.
Yeah, you did. That was the best trifle we've ever eaten.
Best one ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Photo worthy.
How do you nailed it? Like, as in it was, you made it?
No, it was nailed it.
Nailed it.
Got it.
Yeah, fantastic. It's a rotating trifle. It's someone else's job every year, and this year it fell to me.
What's the special ingredient?
Roast pork.
It's a friend's version.
Yeah.
Can I ask a really ignorant question?
Please.
What's trifle?
Brilliant. I knew you were going to say that.
Really?
How would you define it? So it definitely has cream in it. It definitely has fruit and jelly.
It's a layered custard dessert cake of mushy.
Jelly.
Oh, it's like leftovers.
It's kind of a leftover dessert.
And
it's
then
made
you have
to look pretty.
The cake at the bottom and you drip the, what's the alcohol called? I know I have it, but I just.
Is it masala? No?
It's tikka masala. Yeah. We put tikka masala
it's
in
it. It's your chicken tikka masala.
So we've had the first lifeline already.
I see. Does that take a point off us?
I've been saving the best to last because the true winner of last year's quiz was our audience member, Julia. And Julia is back again.
Reigning champion.
Absolutely. So I thought what we'd do is we'd share the points that Julia will no doubt end up winning, so that if anybody at any point is stuck, you can call for Julia and she'll come over and help.
How many Julias do each of us get?
Julia, how many times are you happy to help?
I'm here if you need me.
It's free for all.
Beautiful.
Technically, shouldn't they be half points?
Mm. Okay.
They should be half points because that'd be cool, right?
Because that's an asterisk on the win.
Yeah, right? Because if someone's like 7.5, you're like...
Yeah, 7.5 sounds way more exciting than I won with 7. Okay, all right. So Julia's points will be half.
You're talking about this Julia... like people are just going to look at the scoreboard and nothing else.
They're
just like, oh, what happened at the quiz? Oh, well, it looks like this.
On a wiki page, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I was just going to say it's all about the wiki and the Encyclopedia Britannica.
I've already girded it up.
He's already posted it.
Yeah. If we're going that hard on like the bonus points and the advantages, well, there's a family team here that's going Full Metal Crowley. They have like the synergy of like the DNA. Like if this was Pacific Rim, they'd be perfect in a Jaeger together. So they get a half less point for each activity.
That means start with so 7 already and we get to go
Do you
more.
Think we're doing like the Dragon Ball Z fusion? Like fusion
Oh, I'm so sad we didn't take a photo of that.
More than the sum of the parts.
Do you want to be Voltron?
Oh, well, can we?
We'll be Voltron.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Which part do you want to be?
The leg.
Yeah. Blue. The blue lion.
Okay. I like the green, which can be really weird because one's a leg and one's an arm.
That's what I'm saying. Incomplete really Voltron. Weird.
Well, that's all right. That's okay. Look, it's better than being like Keith because he was the head and he's a dick.
Or a Zoid.
Keith and Allura. Mm.
Oh,
Zoids are cool, but I don't know.
They don't do anything. Mm.
So, Mick and Nabil, what do you guys want to be?
Obviously from the hidden leaf village of Konoha.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I should have. Sasuke Uchiha and I'm Uzumaki Naruto.
Why
didn't
I?
Obviously.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say we're just two bits of Play-Doh and we're just going to mash them together.
Blue and yellow makes green.
Yeah, it's so pretty. It's so pretty. All right, let's go with the rules.
And Julia, you can be Alex Mack. Because she can, like,
liquefy,
go between
down
teams the drain. And help everybody. She's flexible.
Because, you know, it's if you don't question, have a superpower, that'd be the one you go for, right?
I'd be up there.
Yeah. Take yourself to water.
And
you're all good.
Hats.
Oh, yeah, she
Matt
did. She wore hats.
Always a lot of hats. Right. It was in the ad.
Yeah.
Alex Mack wears a hat.
I actually don't know what Alex Mack is.
Neither does Julia.
Sorry, it was a show on Nickelodeon. About
early 90s?
Larissa Oleniak. Mm. Check out that for a pull. She was also in 10 Things I Hate About You. Yes. So she was a liquid girl. She could turn into like
but
molten.
But she didn't start off like that.
No, she didn't.
She was a normal girl to start with.
Basically, imagine Daredevil, but instead of being blind, turn into like.
Right. I got that. I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm working with you.
She's very handy for getting under doors. That's the main
thing. That's pretty much all she
did. Into drains. Drains as well.
Sometimes through a keyhole.
Mm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And they stretch this into several seasons.
That
yeah.
sounds like the worst premise of the show
and
probably ever.
It's part of the reason why in America there's like laws around toilet doors don't go to the bottom because people kept trying to turn into liquid.
It's amazing.
But drains were your enemy, Alex.
Just be careful.
And guys with the shock baton.
Yes.
She was always getting a bit of the old...
All right, Tom, you didn't need to flex that hard with your encyclopedic knowledge of all TV shows and films.
Game
hasn't started.
I had a mad crush on Alex Mack.
Did you say her last name was Oleniak?
Yeah.
Is she related to Erica Oleniak from Baywatch?
Maybe.
I was going to say probably.
Who was also the woman who jumped out of the cake in Siege. Oh, was it
Siege.
One or two?
Funnily
Siege.
Enough,
one.
That's
one.
Not a question.
One. Months ago.
Yeah.
Remember, she in E.T.?
Was she in E.T.? No.
No, that was...
Not Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah,
yes.
The girl Elliot kissed.
Oh, the girl Elliot.
She would have been could be. Wait, someone's going to Google.
No, I'm not. No Googling allowed.
Interesting. No Googling.
Can we just clarify that there's no bonus points on offer for random 90s
I'm just warming
Nickelodeon
up.
Show yes. trivia.
Right. She just reminded me. I probably
she
should.
Was my girl, wasn't she? No, that was the other one. It looks exactly
they look
like
exactly
her.
The same.
She doesn't really?
Oh.
10 Things I Hate About You, Third Rock from the Sun.
Yes.
Alex Mack, Pretty Little Liars, I'm assuming.
Pretty Little Liars, I'm assuming, because I'm not going to bother to click on it.
I'm not clicking on it. I'm just scrolling. Mad Men.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, this movie called Wish Upon a Christmas, but that might help us.
And welcome to IMDb My Radio. It's been fun having you. We enjoyed your time. And you can turn the page after the beep.
She's done a lot.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Okay, who's ready to do this? I've got a pen, so I'm going to try and keep score. I probably will forget. Each team will have a question each. This will stop shouting. So team one, who are the Vulcans, will get it. Team
Voltron.
Two, Voltrons.
God, Mum, it's not a phase.
Team two, Wanaka Forever. I can't. And team three,
Fusion Ha.
Okay, fantastic.
Can you do that?
Blue and green ever. Tigers, are you ready?
Lions, yes.
Lions, sorry.
I can't believe how fundamentally this is flawed.
It was always going to be though, okay. Right? Okay. Name three movies that were supposed to be released this year, but they ditched that idea to try and make more money next year.
Okay, so there's the...
We'll start with Kong versus Godzilla.
Yes, I'll take that one.
Which was due to come out in March and then pushed back several times.
And wasn't the Batman supposed to be up this year?
I don't think so.
Wasn't that this year? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure that was always next year.
I think that was going
to
be next year.
The Ryan Reynolds one. You know, he's the game character.
Yes, that's one. That
Free
was
guy.
One. Yeah. That was that one. That's two. Guy. You got two. There's a sequel that you really like, Tom.
Oh, I was going to say Black Widow.
Okay, that's three. Year. That's three. I was trying to get you to say A Quiet Place.
Sure, of course. I had intention to go and see that when I got taken away.
James Bond was
If we'd said Wonder James Woman, Bond. We would have been wrong.
Yeah, because Wonder Woman was always...
No, Wonder Woman was meant to come out last year, 2019, and some smart executive was like, nah, this is too busy now.
Hold
on. Let's put this out in April. It's quiet in April.
Wow. And now it's going straight to Binge, the service nobody subscribes to, except me. You know, you can't pause Binge.
What?
You can't?
Yeah, you can't pause it. Also, there's no subtitles. We just subscribed to it last week to watch The Undoing.
Yeah, right.
Weird.
And it's really bad.
And I hope that Undoing is your undoing. Unsubscribing.
Unsubscribe.
Yes. Wow, you're going back like 10 years with that, not being able to do that, not being able to pause.
Yeah. How do you not program a pause button?
Because how long has Foxtel IQ been around for? Longer than that.
I think they're up to their fourth iteration, right?
Gen 4.
Yeah.
Binge. More like stinge.
Very, very good. All right. So that's one for you guys. Team 2.
Just call us the ninjas. That's what
Team ninjas. Marnie Nixon was what was known as a ghost singer, which was kind of like a ghost writer. Directors got her to do the singing parts in films where the lead actresses were a bit crappy at singing. I'm going to give you the name of three actresses and you have to give me the name of the movie that used Marnie Nixon's singing voice instead of said actress.
This is all you, buddy.
All right, good. All right, good luck, Mick.
All right.
Deborah Kerr.
Oh, Deborah Kerr. This is old.
Oh, yeah, these are all old movies.
Like, really old.
Yeah.
Like, before my time old.
Yeah, like, I'm that old, Leah.
Everyone's time. Everyone's.
Is this like The King and I or something like that?
King and I. You've got one.
Wow.
My man.
Well you done. Got one. Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood. No, I can't. That doesn't even ring a bell.
It's also a music. It still is a musical. Would Julia, the audience, perhaps know?
She's giving
Natalie
me a grimacing
Wood.
Face, so I'm not even going to use my lifeline.
All right. What about Audrey Hepburn?
Ooh, okay.
She sang in a movie. Well, she sang in two, but she sang in one where they did not use her voice. So use Marnie Nixon's instead.
Oh, I saw that recently. My Fair Lady.
Yeah, My Fair Lady.
Yes.
Well done. Do you want to have another go at the Natalie Wood one or...?
No, I can't even think of that one.
So you guys get 2/3 of a point.
Okay, so that's great. 0.66666.
Amazing.
Be fun to add up.
Well done.
Of the devil.
Well done. I don't. Oh, it was West Side Story.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Jets and the Sharks.
Bloody hell. Wouldn't have gotten any of them.
That's why you didn't have that question. Instead, your question is name three acting Hemsworth brothers.
So
Liam.
Chris. What's the other guy's
name? The third Hemsworth.
All I'm thinking of is the guy from The Good Place.
Luke.
Is it Luke? Yes.
Oh, yes.
But you're right. What's the one from The Good Place called? Or is it the fourth brother?
Larry.
Larry Hemsworth.
Wait, that's a real name?
Oh. No, but there's a plot in The Good Place that there's a fourth Hemsworth.
Oh, amazing.
Who's slightly less good looking but thinks he's horrible.
Yeah.
He has self-esteem issues.
He's only like a really successful doctor or something. Yeah.
It's the Luke of the...
Yeah.
Which actor auditioned for Indiana Jones but didn't get the part? First Indiana Jones. You can actually find this on Google.
I thought you were going to say.
I think you find everything on Google.
Yeah, that's true. But you can,
I've just seen too many Saturday Night Live skits that parody that exact moment.
Tom, I was absolutely convinced you would know this.
Because Christopher Walken, I've seen footage
of. Can you do an impersonation? I'll give you half a point.
Yeah, snakes? Why? It'd have to be snakes.
That's half a point. Well done.
Half a point for that?
Yeah, definitely. That's worth at least half a point. Yeah.
I've seen Kevin Spacey, but I'm sure that's Saturday Night Live as well.
80s. You've got to think, what was
Tom
it?
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Is that it? Oh, yeah.
Well done. Nice,
man. I'm impressed.
One and a half point.
I was going to say Kurt. What's his name? Douglas.
Michael.
Michael Douglas. Yeah.
I heard
he was in Romancing the Stone, and I thought,
around that time.
I heard it was because he wouldn't shave his moustache off.
He probably wouldn't have, to be honest with you.
I don't think contractually.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been allowed to.
No, contractually.
Well, didn't he have, he was Magnum PI, so he needed the money.
Otherwise, he's not Magnum.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
can't
exactly.
Draw it back.
That's right. You can't, it's impossible. Impossible. Okay, you guys need to answer this extremely easy question. What was Will Ferrell's character's name in Anchorman?
Burgundy. Yes, Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy.
Well done. Very good.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I would have put a question mark there.
Extra point there for the question mark, but it didn't happen.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Yeah, that's it. Good work. In Love Actually, all Emma Thompson got for Christmas was a crappy CD. Whose album was it? Don't pull those faces. I know that Julia knows.
Julia?
Do we want to see if we can get it first? Because I think we only get to buzz in once, don't we?
No.
We never decide.
We can use her as many times as we want.
Oh, it's only half. Okay.
You love hearing that.
I don't know.
Neither should we. Okay, can we take a guess and then?
No, can we give our guess to Julia? And if Julia knows, I can.
No, I know she knows, but can we have a wild guess? And then if Julia can get it, we can get the half.
You're not going to get it, sure.
Oh.
So I guess.
If you don't know, you don't know.
Okay, 20 questions.
Is a whole new game.
Is it male?
Oh, my God. No. That was your guess.
All right, Julia, please.
Joni Mitchell.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Congratulations.
Did she have bad albums?
Oh, you do know the album?
For an extra point.
I can't remember.
For the other half a point. What was the album name?
When these two, I knew these two were going to try and get extra points in wherever they could.
I should have brushed up on Christmas movie knowledge.
Nah, you're probably all right
the
for now.
Next okay, to cool. us.
You're
we probably can fine. Just change the score. When
then I am left-handed and it's nowhere near you. Because you're on my right. Oh, this is one that you probably won't get. Oh, no, you could guess it. How many Oscars has Meryl Streep won? One. Not nominated. One.
Oh. So I believe she's been nominated upwards of 14. I think maybe 16 times she's been nominated.
That's insane.
And I think she's won.
She's the Meryl Streep of the acting world.
Are we talking best supporting and best?
Yeah, just actual proper.
Bloody hell.
Is it statues. Four?
You're so close if you take one off.
It's three. Yes. It's only three.
It's only three.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, I'll give you half for that one because you were so close. So that takes you to 3 points.
Thanks for that.
I wouldn't have.
Dude, I would have said shenanigans.
Right, it's almost like this quiz doesn't even matter.
There is a wiki page writing on that.
We don't need it. I got it wrong.
It's fine. Took it off.
You can have the half.
We're this close to Whose Line Is It Anyway? Where the points don't matter.
It's a touch of QI as well, except we're not clever. Kramer versus Kramer, Sophie's Choice, Iron Lady. That's what she won.
Interesting how far apart those films were.
Mm.
Kramer versus Kramer. I was like,
robbed.
Yeah, she was. She was robbed. She should have won all 14 or however she's been nominated for.
Nah. Nah. It's plenty
thanks
years.
For saying it.
It's plenty of years where she's up there and it's like, nah, there's a lot more deserving
she's just
people.
In there. Yeah, she's
Marissa
just
Tomei really deserved that one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Ninjas.
Yes.
Hello. I've remembered your name. Name two actors who have had a turkey on their head.
Oh, Rowan Atkinson.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, yep, it is.
Hold on, come on. Who else had a turkey on their head? Oh, Joey Tribbiani. What's his actual name? Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah,
No. Monica Geller.
Yes, Courtney
Cox.
Yes.
But did he not have
it
as well?
I thought he did at the end.
No, I think he was. Oh, yes, he did it as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, you were right. You've gotten three. Yeah.
1.5 points?
Why don't we take your 2/3 up to a 1?
Love it. Okay.
Excellent.
Amazing.
It's easier for me to count.
What am I missing here? Is this a Thanksgiving quiz?
You can tell when I started writing them, can't you? All right. Here we go. This is a great one. How many episodes of Fawlty Towers are there?
Oh, it's really small amount.
Yeah, it's really, really small.
It's something in the realm of 12 to 14.
No, it's less.
Less?
Yeah. It's two? 12 to 14, isn't it? 12.
Yes.
Yeah. six episode seasons they do in the UK, yeah.
Yep, they only did two. We're on our second page, up to 10.
Isn't that great? Just the quality.
I thought you were going to say, isn't that great the way we got that right?
No.
You know what? I think we'll there was only two seasons because John Cleese and his wife.
Connie Booth.
They sort of broke up during the making of the show.
Right.
So,
between seasons. Mm.
She was from Canada.
Still, though, they're not doing like a 20 episode run in a season, you know? Yeah. Just pack all the good jokes into six episodes.
That'll do. That's all you need.
But don't ever mention the war.
I think you got away with it.
Thanks so much. Volgas.
I'm personally offended.
The Voltrons.
Voltrons. What does MGM stand for?
As in the movie company?
Yeah.
So it's Metro Goldwyn Mayer?
Yes.
Oh, they did not need Julia then. Well she was
done.
Ready.
Well
she
done,
was
man.
Ready.
Well done.
That was amazing. Mayer was in there. But I was like, oh, whatever. Goldwyn.
Well done.
Mayor of the Golden Metro.
Fine. Everyone calm.
Whatever that means.
Wow.
Hey, Mick and Nabil.
Yes,
probably
ma'am.
More Mick now that I'm looking at the questions.
I spilled red wine everywhere.
Oh, my God. You're so embarrassing.
Oh, God. I just splashed it on
Do you need some mineral water?
No.
Here you go.
I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, I'm good.
Are you sure?
It's a day for getting stuff all over you.
Oh, no.
It's the season. Tis the season for getting
season.
Red wine and
vomit. And vomit. What did Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch do as a profession?
Ooh, I have a feeling.
Nabil's like,
he's a transporter.
That isn't even a word.
I don't know now if I'm getting the Brady Bunch and Hey Dad mixed up, but I have a feeling
it's the same answer.
Go for it.
I didn't realise that. Architect.
We don't mention Hey Dad, remember?
No.
We did not mention that show.
Mm. Only Brady Bunch.
Do you know what I saw the other day?
What?
JB Hi-Fi have got a special on altogether now, the complete collection. Just plug through in the middle of the episode, everyone. There
John
you go.
English.
It's a shame Christmas has already passed because every dad would want that.
But everybody whose birthday is in January can get it for a present.
Mm. Altogether now. Yay. John English.
Do you know one of my most prized CDs, Leah?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Hey Dad best of CD. I got given it for Christmas once, I remember, many years ago, but it's all the best bits in quotes from Hey Dad.
So what, it's not songs, it's just bits from...
No, just the script lines from
that
Hey Dad.
All your favourite scenes even and funnier. Jokes on one complete collection.
Even funnier, there was a competition on radio once where you had to smash a CD live on air to win another CD. So I decided to smash my Hey Dad CD, but I didn't really. I got the case and I smashed the case.
Because you couldn't lose the gold.
I just couldn't smash a CD. This is back when CDs cost a lot of money.
They were like $30.
So I pretended to smash a CD and then I got a free Trainspotting soundtrack. Oh,
nice. Trainspotting, that's all right.
That was a good one,
yeah.
Are you still listening to that boy song? You know, shouting,
do
lager, 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 lager.
The boy song.
Yeah.
You know that one.
It goes for like days.
It's a great song.
This is also radio, so you probably could have smashed anything and it would have been like,
well, that's
CD.
What I thought.
Yeah.
The magic of radio.
We don't know anything about that.
I think you traded up.
Yeah. Okay. There's a brilliant Canadian show called Love It or List It, where homeowners can't decide if they want to renovate their home or buy a new one. It's literally the same thing every single episode. How many episodes have there been? This is multiple choice. Is it A, 164, B, 745, or C, 283?
Hang on. Does she think we like these types of shows? All of the questions have been tailored towards the other teams. We get Love It or
you
List It.
You watch The Block.
The Block is different to you Love watch It yourself. And List It.
From what I understand, Love It or List It is probably classier than The Block.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Is this one of those, like, white people it's renovating Canada. Houses
yes.
shows?
Oh, because it's from Canada, it's okay. It's
classy. Is it Property Brothers? Is it those guys?
No, but they come on after.
Look. I just want to go in the middle.
Just say A, B, or
so
C.
C what, would be. B, no. The middle number.
Yeah.
C.
There is 154, and there's 129 episodes of the Vancouver version. So one is from Toronto. So that's 283 in total, meaning C is correct.
Yes!
Well done, Leah.
Edge of my seat.
I didn't know where she was going.
You chose to love it.
Yeah. Tom's seen it. Okay. Very easy one. This is as low-hanging fruit as I can possibly give you two.
Alfred Molina.
In Mario games, you collect coins. What does Sonic collect?
Tight little rings.
The golden ring.
Yeah.
They're golden rings, yes.
That gets you up to 4.5 points.
4.5?
Yeah.
I have wine.
Oh, God.
Steph, do you want to get him some more in a second? Okay.
No.
Okay. How many Martin Scorsese films has Leonardo DiCaprio been in?
Ooh, that's a real question.
Yeah.
We could probably count this.
Okay. Surely so you've got a tattoo of that.
That's Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York? Yeah.
That's the first?
I don't know if it's the first one they've done together. There's Gangs of New York, Shutter Island.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, me too.
There's people in the car right now yelling at
The Departed.
Yes, I was going to say, you've left one out. It's Departed. Yeah.
Is it? That's not it, is it?
Wait, how many have you said?
Three.
You're going to want to keep going.
Yeah. What else are they in?
You're going to be howling if you don't get it.
I probably am. Good one. I already am.
Nabil and Mick, listen to that clue that Tom gave you.
You didn't have to say that out loud.
Howling?
You're
going to kick yourself to the curb.
I'm really struggling.
That's American History X. That's a different kind of movie.
No.
Think
more Mowgli.
Mowgli.
Jungle Book, what?
Yes, he was in Jungle
Book. Like a tiger. What are you doing?
The beach? That's not.
No, that's not school.
Okay, we'll just go
really,
with it.
Really lewd yourself in it.
I feel so dumb. We should just guess a number.
Yeah, just guess a number. Yes. And that takes you up to five. The two extra were Wolf of Wall Street and The Aviator.
Oh yes.
Aviator, forgot all that.
I wasn't going to feel bad about The Aviator, but I do feel shit about The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. I was trying hard. Kick you to the curb.
Yeah.
Mogul.
Oh, Mogul.
Mowgli. Okay. No, I was saying Mowgli from Jungle Book. He was raised by wolves.
Oh.
It was too much fun. They couldn't cope.
Well, we pulled it out of hat.
Five.
Yeah, you did.
Bear is in Bear Market. See, it's so multi-layered.
It really is.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Thanks. I definitely
went to Bear Market. Doesn't matter.
Tell me after.
Okay.
It might make you millions. If you know.
It's where the stock market's going down.
Oh, that won't. Then don't.
How about you and I just keep making radio?
We probably should. Probably a good idea. Hey, Steph and Jasper, how are you guys going?
Really good.
Ready.
What's Kevin Costner's highest grossing film?
Not Waterworld.
I watched a bit of that the other night. I was on TV.
I need to watch that.
It's got a fantastic stage show at Universal Studios.
Really?
One of the coolest things you'll ever see.
It's made more money than the movie, maybe.
It justified the existence of that film. There's a point where a plane comes in and crashes into the water in front of
me. I feel most comfortable. We're going to say Dances with Wolves.
Yes.
Well done.
According to Forbes, it made $184.2 million in 1990. If you can adjust it now, that would make $366.6 million, but probably not in 2020.
He's still not as popular as any Despicable Me film.
Hell no.
See, I thought that was going to be a trick question, and really? I thought you were going to say it was like the Superman film out of the more recent DC films.
Because he was in that. See, that's what I was trying to figure out, right? whether he was a minor character.
No,
some kind of blockbuster.
Ton of dosh.
So what is that?
Don't get in the tornado, my boy.
No, no, but also like, is that now wrong because he was in Man of Steel, which made a lot
no,
of
no, 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 you got it. Okay, that was the answer I was looking for.
Because he wasn't the lead.
When you say
Kevin Costner movie.
Well, he was, he was only in that for 20 minutes.
Or like the Robin Hood one. Or the baseball one.
Sam Jackson, then that's a stitch-up question.
Because he's in everything. He's fucking everything, he's
ever made money.
Yeah, right.
But that would just be...
The easiest one is Tim Allen.
No, but which one, though?
It has to be four, right?
Four?
Is it four?
What,
four.
There's four?
Each one consecutively has made more than the one before.
What? I thought there was only two.
Yeah, Toy Story 4 is one of the highest earning films of all time.
Really?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Santa Claus.
Me too, Nick. I was like, I thought there was only two of those Santa Claus movies.
No, I think there are four.
Oh, that's
so... definitely three.
I heard that they're going to reboot that movie, but it's Santana and it's Santana Claus and Thomas. Brilliant. And they've got to make things smooth for Christmas.
They got a lot of time for that.
They got my money.
Season two of The Mandalorian gave us Jean's guy.
Is this us? Wait.
Yeah, that's the
Voltrons.
Voltrons.
The V-team.
V-team. What made a special cameo in the last season of Game of Thrones?
Starbucks cup.
Oh, but,
wow. Wait, how do we go from Mandalorian to Game of Thrones?
I didn't watch it. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Change questions.
Continuity issues. Oh, right. In that there were the bloke standing in the background of a Mandalorian episode.
The episode directed by close personal friend of the show, Carl Weathers.
Of course. And then I was like, well, what else was supposed to not be in the shot? Who was the cup near? No extra points. Yeah. And everybody was like, it's not mine. Ninjas. Oh, this one's really difficult. You can guess. How many times has Bill Pullman played the president of the US?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Well.
Take a bow.
I don't know who Bill Pullman is.
What was it? Independence Day? Was he in that?
Okay, that guy. Okay.
Nabil, you'd know him.
Okay, yeah. He's the president from Independence Day?
Yep.
Okay.
So that's one.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if there's more. Looking at the bench, she's not quite sure either. Was it not Starship Troopers? No, I cannot think of what else is being president in. But I reckon it's like three times. We could guess.
Were you thinking of Mars Attacks? He's not in that. But
no, yeah,
I could see him in that.
There was a sequel, Independence Day 2 or whatever.
True.
He was like washed up.
Yeah, but he was still in that.
Yeah.
He was still cast as the former president.
Oh, right.
Does that count?
I'm wondering about that.
You still are referred to as president after your term.
Yeah. True.
So it's technically...
And it's still another movie.
It is another movie, you're right.
I mean,
So random guess? I want to say three.
Yeah, I want to say three.
I reckon you should say three.
Yeah, three.
So you were right. One and two, Independence Day. And then there was a TV show called 1600 Pen. The show died so fast.
1600 Pen. Yeah.
I would have been really happy just to say two because that one's really...
That's where Josh Gad comes from.
Originally.
Yep, he was birthed on that show on camera.
It's beautiful.
He just burst his way out of a script.
Absolutely beautiful.
This is twice we've done this now.
Yeah.
I feel like...
guess the numbers.
I feel like Chandler and Joey when they're trying to answer, like, how many towels does Monica have? They're like, fancy? Guess. Fancy? Guess. Running out, he's like, 11?
You just won the apartment.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Julia Sawala is not only Safi in AbFab and Linda Day in Press Gang, but she also lent her voice to an animated animal. Can you tell me the name of the film and a bonus point for the character's name?
Who was the person again? Sorry.
Julia Sawala.
I know the answer.
We'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to get 2 points already.
Yeah. Put a zero after the two. Okay. Deal with that.
It's Chicken Run.
Yes.
And her name was Ginger.
Oh, whoa. I should know that. I've seen that. I've yeah. seen it so many
well
times.
Done. Well done.
Yeah.
That well was done. In the news this year. Yes, we're still 2020 because they're talking of remaking it and they said that Julia Sawala would be too old to play it, the character, and she's like, but it's a voice.
Yeah.
Mm. Are they getting Mel Gibson back to play another racist
probably.
Chicken?
Yeah, probably. Racist right? chicken. Probably.
By the way, Press Gang, can I just say, what a great show.
Oh, yeah. That show it was awesome amazing. Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dexter Fletcher, early role for Dexter.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And Julia Sawala and the others.
Don't ask
we don't
Tom.
Know their
Tom
actual
doesn't
names,
know about Press Gang.
But we
need
a character as well.
Great show. Great show.
Are they still doing the Aardman?
I've got the box set yeah. too. How many people have the box set here? It's half the room. Amazing.
Are they still doing the Aardman figures for it, or is it like like the Chicken Run ones?
Oh, I thought you were Press Gang. I was like, what are you doing?
No, I'm still thinking about Chicken Run.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have that
it's
information.
Not a real Chicken Run if they don't do it in the stop motion.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Plasticine.
Tom and I have checked out of this conversation.
Oh, so well, do you guys
I saw Chicken Run in Germany when I was on exchange there, and it's called Hennennennen.
Yep. And hello to our German listeners as well.
Guten
we
Tag.
Appreciate you.
Hold me meine Flasche Bier und schreibe sie und schreibe nicht weiter.
I was like, I think there's more coming.
Nur ein Schluck.
Okay.
I said, give me a beer
yep.
so I can skull it right now. But otherwise, I'm going to stop writing and go on strike.
Drinking wine. What year did SNL debut?
Ooh, bloody hell.
When was the anniversary? The anniversary a while ago.
And was it the 40th anniversary?
Yeah,
yes, it was. I'm going to say 78. 77. 79.
75.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was a longer
yeah,
than I thought.
It's really super old. Oh, I'm not giving you a point for that because you didn't get it right. Okay, guys, here's an easy one.
Oh, man, I didn't.
All right.
Nabil, you back in the game?
Yes.
You back with us?
Yeah.
Great. Who played John Connor in Terminator 2?
Terminator 2, it's the kid, but what's his name?
I know.
I'll get it.
We get that question.
Julia knows.
Ooh,
you can use. You can take half a point from Julia.
Let's try it, see if you can remember his name first.
You should be able to take this one to the races, boys. Quit horsing around.
Yeah, no, I think we'll refer to the...
okay.
Calling a friend.
Is his name Equestrian
Hello?
Boy? I don't know.
Edward Furlong.
That's right. Edward.
Our answer is Edward Furlong.
All right, okay, fantastic. Well done.
I thought it was Nick Jockey.
How many Bridget Jones movies are there?
You can do this one. There's at least two.
So there's one and two.
Our answer is at least two.
Then there's Bridget Jones's baby. And then there's... Oh, I'm getting confused with the books. And then there's the one where her husband dies and she's
That's
by herself.
Bridget Jones 4, Electric Boogaloo.
He gets me every time.
And there's Bridget Jones Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Return of the Bridget Jones.
Return of Daniel Cleaver. Oh, no, that's not the right Daniel.
I'm going to have to do the French and Saunders counting down music.
Four or five. The
Bridget Jonestown Massacre.
Do four.
Four?
Yep.
I'm sorry, it was three.
Oh! And my fingers just flicked up in excitement.
That's a shame, isn't it? Yeah.
There's four books, I'm sure.
The last movie was Bridget Jones' Baby, so they obviously didn't go for the fourth one.
Yeah.
Oh, did she find
the
love?
Time. It got stopped for 2020.
A few times, I think.
Thank goodness.
Usually with the same bloke, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
She found love enough to get a baby.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Is that how you get one?
Learn something new every day. Hey, you two.
Now.
Who plays Laszlo Cravensworth in What We Do in the Shadows?
Kyvan Novak.
In the TV show.
Oh, in the Yeah.
Oh.
Who's Laszlo? Oh, Matt Berry.
Sorry, do the voice.
Matt Berry.
There we go.
Yes.
I'm very impressed.
Thank you. I'm a normal human man working here in this bar.
Such a good show. Okay, definitely catered for you two.
All right.
What movie did Robin Williams win his Oscar for?
Oh, that's the one when he was the doctor, right?
Oh.
For the kids, no? It's not the one. No. Sorry.
funny story. I've met Patch Adams. Anyway,
it's the one with Matt Damon. No.
Well, that's Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. I want to say
Dead Poets.
Oh. Yes, you're right.
I thought it might have been.
Yeah.
Oh.
Julia's really concerned about this.
They've got to tag you.
Oh, I don't know now.
Wait, are you sure about that post setting?
Oh, no, I'm not. Because there seems to be discerning eyes around the place.
I definitely thought it was Good Will Hunting.
That's Matt Damon. They won for that. They won the script screenplay for that. But I don't know. Maybe you did.
Who? Oh, well, yeah, right, are you sure? Or are you...
Roll the dice. You know.
Roll the dice.
Fisher King.
Hey, you guys.
Oh. Insomnia.
You guys should do paper rock
one
scissors.
1 hour photo. No, it was Flubber.
You pick Good Will Hunting. He picks
Mrs. Doubtfire. All right.
Okay. All right. Paper, rock, scissors. Here we go.
What am I doing? Which one's
paper, rock, scissors. You're doing that pose. Okay.
Paper, rock, scissors.
Okay, he wins.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh!
It was Good Will Hunting.
It was Good Will Hunting.
I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
Gotta go see about it.
That's Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah, that's what I thought was Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh,
that was
your whispering.
No, I was saying Fisher King.
Oh, Fisher King, yeah.
Is that where he's like a homeless bloke?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think I've seen that movie.
Did he get nominated for that? Anyway, R.A.P. Very sad.
I liked it when he forced it into his ex-family's wife dressed as a woman. That was a good film.
I was going to say, wasn't he nominated for that? I mean, come on.
When that's reworded, that's a lot
dark.
Of problems. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of problems with that film.
You would not touch this script with a 7-foot pole.
Oh, yeah. No way.
There is cross-dressing. There is so much shit that's happening.
There is transphobia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Assaulting your ex-spouse's current boyfriend.
Yep.
Yeah.
There is criminally underutilizing Pierce Brosnan.
Traumatizing children.
Which unfortunately they didn't do in Mamma Mia.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That was before we knew he had such range.
Or lack of.
Maybe you shouldn't be living here.
How many Police Academy movies have they made? Have they made?
That's a good question.
There's like at least 7.
Oh, at least.
Do you reckon there's more?
Don't go back to the first Police Academy. It's so bad. So inappropriate. It's so wrong.
But in the best 80s.
I'm
going to
be honest. I haven't seen a single Police Academy.
What?
Yeah. What's wrong with
Jasper,
you?
What have you been doing?
Just not being alive when they were made.
Because once they stop getting made, you're not allowed to watch them anymore.
Yeah.
Super Troopers instead.
Should we just...
10?
Let's go with that.
10? Yeah. 7.
Oh, wow. No, he said that before, so that'll be 3 points for us.
There's not been many points. I haven't been able to put any points down.
Are you including, like, Ernest Goes to Police Academy or something?
About Ernest. That bloke died years ago.
That's
no,
was
he
was counting.
The voice. No, yeah, Slinky I think Dog. We were counting that. Well.
He was Slinky Dog in Toy Story.
Huh.
Jim Cummings.
Andrew Lincoln is Rick Grimes in The Walking Dead.
This is us again?
Yes, okay. Sorry. Could you name one other movie or TV show that he's been in?
Yes.
Oh, so easy.
Would you like me
to? Can you name more than one? Make two or three.
Okay, well, name two then.
He's the prick in Love Actually, what stands at the door with signs. Mm. Have a look. I'm pouring my heart out and ruining your relationship.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's right. Does anybody, I mean, I'm happy to give points away.
Okay, we steal points?
Wait, hold on a second.
He was Egg.
Yes.
In what show though?
In
Julia
Teachers.
Knows.
No.
Yes.
He was in Teachers, but that's not his character's.
Something Life, right?
This Life.
This Life. That was a good show.
This Life.
You know what? I'm just going to have to give Julia maybe 3.
What about?
She's been helping.
I said.
You said stuff?
Yeah, I said egg.
But it's not your turn.
I said cucumber.
But I was helping. Like,
I can just say random foods. Cheese.
Ninjas, who played James Bond in Judy Dench's first appearance as M in the 007 film?
That's a good question.
Thank you very much. A lot of research involved in this one.
I like that one.
Thank you very much.
Is there not Daniel Craig in the...
Well, not before that. Daniel Craig.
Well, let's see. Who was the Bond before Daniel Craig? Who was the last Bond before him? Was it Pierce Brosnan?
Holy crap.
I've seen probably 2 James Bond movies.
Then you've seen them all.
And I know this one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not for your eyes.
Well, I feel like it was Pierce Brosnan.
There was no bond between Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig, right?
No, they weren't friends at all.
Well
played.
Thank you
well played.
Thank you so much.
Give yourself a mark for that.
Okay, thanks. All right.
It would be too obvious if it was Daniel Craig.
I reckon it's Pierce Brosnan.
So it's got to be Pierce Brosnan.
It is Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. All right.
I just don't know why we're talking about Pierce Brosnan again.
Is it in Die Another Day?
It's GoldenEye 95. Oh, years and years ago. Mm. Yeah, a long time ago.
Changing of the Guard.
Yeah.
She stayed on.
I was 5 years old.
So you remember seeing it then?
Nope. I was busy watching Lion King.
Yeah, fair enough.
Did you play the game though?
The Lion King game?
No, the GoldenEye.
Well, actually,
I did. Yeah,
that was my introduction to first-person shooters.
I would actually like to know if you did play Lion King game though.
I never heard of a Lion King game.
I did.
I remember the Hercules game.
Difficult.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, it's really hard.
They one of those ones that had a real spike.
Yeah,
massive. Start off easy and then yeah.
They re-released it recently. Yeah. Like
I played on a double Hercules game and the Tarzan game.
Oh yeah,
Tarzan was fun.
Close, yeah.
The Hercules game was pretty good. I remember.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah.
The Lion King game was paired with Aladdin.
The pickups
were
milkshakes.
And
or
Aladdin's supposed to be better
than
Lion King.
Running level.
Yeah.
Get to ride on a carpet, yo.
Magic carpet ride. It is a whole new world. I think we can all agree.
Is this a singing round?
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Don't you dare. That was too good, Mick. No one else can do it now. Hey, you two cousins?
Full Metal Crowley.
Wait, who are we up to? Oh, yeah, Full Metal Crowley.
Yeah.
What's the address in Finding Nemo?
Something Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Oh, I'm going to need the name. I'm going to need the number. I
P. Sherman.
No, no. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah? What's the number? It's P. Sherman, something Wallaby Way, Sydney.
It's the answer.
It is the answer.
It's the answer.
It's the answer.
42.
Yeah, hold on. Thank you.
That's it.
Appreciate that.
This is the best question you've had, Leah. Yeah, seriously.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Well, she only says it about a million times in the movie, doesn't she?
Apparently, Australia Post get mail for there all the time.
It's like Santa's address, like to the North Pole.
Oh, yeah. Stuff you and I used to work at Yahoo, and I got mail delivered all the time for Yahoo Sirius.
No.
Seriously, Tom. When I was a kid, we had the white pages, and in Sydney, I would look up Sirius in the white pages and look for why Sirius, and then you could call his number.
Yeah. No.
He's a real nice guy. I got to take his mail around to him a bunch of times.
Far out.
He sued Yahoo, I think.
Wasn't happy about.
Yeah,
that's not his real name.
What did the bloke who wrote Gulliver's Travels think about all of this?
Probably dead.
Oh, all right.
Is that a question?
No.
Correct.
Oh my gosh, we're almost at the end. Okay. Oh my gosh, this is the last round.
We've only just begun.
I know. What year did TV come to Australia? Come on, Abe.
Colour TV or TV?
I wasn't bloody there.
TV. Yeah, but it looked like you knew. You looked like you knew.
Welcome to television.
I want to say.
You just say it.
Decimal currency was 66. So it was before that. So might be 56.
Yes! Oh! Amazing. Well done.
I've done two.
That was amazing.
That was great.
My whole contribution is two.
So Bruce Gyngell uttered the first words. He said, "Welcome to television." It was on Channel 9.
He became the chairman of Channel 9.
Do you reckon he's related to Kim Gyngell?
Yeah, I hope so, but he's from Melbourne, so maybe not because two different states can't be friends.
Not at all. Enemies.
What about Colin Carpenter?
Carpenter.
I'll take
Cole.
That point.
Oh, yes.
Couple of weeks.
So you still
got 4 points. What was your thought process there? Did you know that, or was it just a?
No, I was just pretty sure.
Yeah,
but I just wasn't sure on the 2 days.
That was well done.
Because I saw as soon as I asked it, I saw the look in your face. You were like, "I know this. I've got to think about it, though." Mm. Yeah, well done. What color? Oh, sorry. This is for the ninjas. Mm. What color was the lounge the main characters always sat on in Central Perk?
Wait, there's Lego.
He's going to leave the room. It was He's going to look at the lounge.
It was orange.
Yeah. Okay, Mick.
I can report. From the official set of the Lego series.
Yes, yes.
It is orange.
Yes.
Yay. Well done, Mick. You got that all by yourself.
Oh, amazing.
Sorry, that was a spoiler, wasn't it?
No, it doesn't matter. Final question.
Let's finish strong.
Which main cast member from Sex and the City wants nothing to do with the rest of them?
In control.
I saw that. Well done.
Yay. Okay. I feel like we
what,
covered
Samantha?
Samantha Jones wants nothing to do with them.
Was that like a plot line of an episode?
No, she's... Yeah, real life.
Just in general. She doesn't mind.
She didn't get enough attention.
I bet some of the, like Chris North, he's not sitting around waiting for the call though.
See, I've never watched Sex and the City, but I always hear people say that's so Samantha. So I always assume she was the most popular character on the show.
I think she was pretty popular.
She was the best character on the show.
Kim Cattrall's just waiting for Mannequin 2.
Yeah, that's right. Or whichever Police Academy she's allowed to be back in. She was in the first Police Academy, remember?
That's right.
Hmm. Not 10 because that hasn't been made yet.
She could do 8, 9.
I keep getting tricked by an actress named Jean Smart. Because she looks...
I know who you're talking about.
So much like
her.
She
was in The Watchmen, right?
Yes, she was in Watchmen, and she was in Legion, and every time I say her, I'm like, oh, Kim Cattrall's doing well for her.
Two separate people.
Are they, though? Have you ever seen them at the same time?
She rebranded, did she?
Rebranded.
Do you know how we would figure it out?
On the fucking run for putting her... Maybe she was involved with that bullshit Ponzi, or no, the funds for kids. You know the
Felicity College Hoffman.
The Hoffman thing and the woman from
Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
Laurie
Loughlin.
I'm just counting. It looks like Tom and Abe have got 8.5.
Thank you.
Steph and Jasper got 8.5.
Cool, good job.
Oh, it's really close. Nabil and Mick have got 7.5.
Ooh.
So we got two winners.
Do you have a tiebreaker?
One loser.
I can fire MCU questions if both teams agree to this.
Yep.
Sure. Go for it.
Wait, is this more askew towards Tom?
Jasper, okay.
I feel like he's probably
going
to have a better, in more in-depth knowledge.
Okay. So they each get a chance to answer. There's no like, it's not like whoever answers first.
Okay.
And if they just keep getting them right, I'll keep giving them more.
Sure, I'm happy with that. Happy with that.
Okay.
I'm against Tom. He's been reading the comics.
Okay. In the Iron Man movies, his digital AI is named Jarvis. Jarvis is an acronym for what?
Just a rather very intelligent system.
Yes, that is the correct answer.
Very impressive.
Well, I think that'll do.
That'll do. All right, that's it.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you very, very much.
There's two questions
he's 6-0 against me now.
So usually we finish every episode by saying, on that note, thank you, Tom. So why don't everybody else, except for Tom, say that with me, and then we'll get him to say something. So right. 1, 2, 3.
On that note.
Tom, thank you very much.
I hope 2021 is a great year for everybody. I've got good vibes and I'm sending you positive affirmations. You are loved, you are strong, you are beautiful.
Aww. The plot twist, I love it.